Welcome to Simply Us, a podcast by Rob and Victoria Tiedemann,
where we talk about life, marriage, minimalism, and everything fun. It is episode 13, a continuation about homeschooling.
Or 12.5, whatever I decide
12.5? No, it's
I don't
episode
know what I'm
13.
Name it. Okay. I'll do it that way. That's fine. So yeah, as I said at the end of the last episode, this is the second half-ish of the recording that we did about our topic of homeschooling, where we're just going to discuss what it was like for us to go to school and why we decided to homeschool.
There is one thing that I had wanted to mention that I'm just going to say real quick about homeschooling is that my idea of homeschooling as a teenager was like, I went to youth group and there were some homeschool kids and I was kind of like, oh, I'm not allowed to sleep over your house. Like I felt like they were a little strict.
I think
homeschooling was different back then.
Maybe.
And it was like, I wanted to be friends with some of them because I was like, yeah, I'm a little sheltered myself. So I thought like, oh, now I could get along with some sheltered people. So I actually made a couple friends with homeschoolers that I'm still friends with to this day.
Yep.
And I think that they had different situations. Like homeschooling
different,
was different.
Yes, different homeschoolers have different situations
and
too.
I feel like one of them is extremely energetic and is like bouncing off the walls and has all this energy. And I'm just like, wow. And then the other one is like, has some social anxiety and is a little more like reserved and didn't really have a lot of social time, yet now they are like put in social situations all the time. So it's just interesting how different. And I think in public school, you're going to have all different types of people. So the same goes with homeschooling. It doesn't make you this sheltered, antisocial person just because you're homeschooled. Everyone is different no matter where they are put. What was your thoughts about homeschooling? Or are you just mean the same thing?
It was basically the same thing. I think all the kids that I had met, they were, not that I thought that they were weird, but just I was like, oh, I guess I didn't really think too much about homeschooling when I was younger.
I don't know
if I even met anybody who was homeschooled until I was in late middle school or high school.
Three of my best friends are homeschooled, were homeschooled, and two of them homeschool their kids.
And we know of plenty of other homeschooled people who are more than fine.
Yeah.
So.
They're all fine. I like them.
So with that, again, this will be the second half of our homeschooling episode, and we hope you enjoy.
Yep. But this year we also changed up with some more stuff, too. At the end of last year, we joined a co-op, which is what I had mentioned that I teach gym for. But this year I added on an extra co-op. So now the boys, every other week, they have one of their co-ops, and we just finished the first one this week. So there they have different classes where they have, like, the Amazing Race, which is a history class. So they're learning more history with a group of kids that are homeschooled. So the mothers have to teach a class. Every mother has to teach a class. I get to assist for this year. Next year, I will have to teach a class as well. But this year, I'm just assisting. They're learning Spanish.
Which you are in with them.
I'm an assistant, but I don't know how to speak Spanish. So I'm learning. They are making the mothers learn, too. Because here in New Jersey, people speak Spanish all over the place. So we even have our church a Spanish-speaking service. So it would be good for us to learn.
Definitely.
So they're learning that. The Amazing Race, they have a Lego class, they have a Bible class, and then they have something else, and I can't even think about it. What was it? I can't think of it right now. But they have some other course that they take. Oh, the Frontier Living. So they're learning Frontier. I'm teaching with Pioneer Girls, which is totally up my alley.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But they're going through the same, they're learning the same things.
So without even trying to address the other question that we got for this episode, which was from Brienne, we actually ended up answering it through the question. Well, I should say, through talking about the co-op, we answered her question of how do you answer the are your kids being socialized question.
Right.
Because Brianna also does homeschooling.
Yeah, and she was a homeschooled kid herself.
Yeah. And that's probably one of the most common questions.
Everyone. Well, how do they get socialized? Or, oh, you know, don't they have a lot of social problems because they're at home all day and they're not around kids? First off, there's a lot of families at homeschool that have loads of kids.
Yep.
So and they all work together. So they are very socialized. And then you have the co-op. So basically, at this co-op, there's over 50 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to hang out. They have, you know, a gym class, an art class. Oh, that's the other class they have.
And they have lunches together.
Yeah, they have
lunches. It's like the co-op.
It's like a mini school.
Yeah.
And they just only go to
once a week, and it's...
Right. And then the following week, so it's every other week for that, but the following weeks in between and after the co-op, they are both in robotic Lego classes, like courses, clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in robotics. And Leto is taking violin, so that's something. And he's got group lessons for violin and individual lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I know some of the moms that are part of the co-op, their kids are in sports. Our kids just aren't interested in sports.
Yeah, because we did that I think we've mentioned it before. Leto did soccer for a couple of years. Micah did for 1 year.
Yeah, but he was a zombie the kind whole time in the field.
Yeah. And later we even went to not just the stand, but we had the one town soccer club, whatever, that he was involved with. And
he
went to a separate summer kind of training camp down the street.
And that was not good.
And
he had a hard time.
He just, it's not really his thing.
Here's the thing. We messed up with the socialization of Leto early on.
Earlier on, yeah.
Because of the fact that I didn't know how to get into a co-op and I didn't know it was going to be involved. I was asked to be an art teacher for one at one point, and I didn't have any money because you have to buy the materials.
Right, buy the supplies for the students and everything.
I didn't know that sometimes they provide it for you.
Right.
So I didn't even know. So here I was learning about some co-op that I should have joined and I didn't.
Yeah.
And it would have been good for Leto. But he's made friends now at these two co-ops.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great for him.
Definitely.
So he's our sociable one, too. And Micah, I don't know what it is, but he makes friends so easily. And he's so quiet. But he makes friends so easily.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine socially now. And they're involved in a lot of things.
Yeah, so I mean, we already talked about the violin lessons and things like that. What I think's neat about these quote-unquote extracurricular activities for homeschooling is that it's more part of the whole education system. I don't know if you want to call it system, but it's more ingrained in it. As opposed to with public school, you think of, I guess maybe music lessons, sometimes they are kind of a class that's an elective class, mm-hmm. usually. Sometimes, actually, in middle school, it's even one of the classes you take. I know that I actually had a music class in middle school, even at public
school. Yeah, I had a music class in middle school, too.
But once you move on to high school, it's an elective.
Yeah.
So you have to actually sacrifice... I would think of it as sacrificing the option of an art class or a photography class or maybe a business class to take music lessons.
We didn't have music class in high school.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
There was an elective class.
No.
Not a music class.
There was band.
There was band and there were other
music. There was no music class.
There was an elective music theory class.
When?
Miss Sange offered it.
I don't remember that.
She offered it. Because I almost took her up on it one time. But I would have been the only student, which would have been good and bad.
Well, I didn't even know there was one. That's what I mean.
But there was also another kind of music class that was offered, too, because I remember taking that. Unless maybe that was even 8th grade, I don't know.
Yeah, because your middle school was in the top part of the high school.
Yeah. But the difference with, you know, public school as opposed to homeschooling is that these other things are always separate or on top of the education. You know, they think of the academics, math, reading, writing. That's kind of what public school focuses on. And then I think sports is like the next layer to it because public schools do have a really big emphasis on sports.
Yeah, private schools are a little too extreme on sports.
Yeah, they're usually a lot worse even. But then in public school, the arts are kind of this other thing where, yeah, sure, we endorse the arts and we do this thing, but they don't, it's not a focus at all. I mean, they yes, it's offered as an elective.
Right.
But it's almost like the third tier where
homeschool, it seems to be more of a focus because both of our boys had the option of doing choir, drums, guitar, piano, violin. They had all these different options that they could join. And I asked both of them, what do you want to do? And Leto's like, violin. I said, you don't want to do choir? He's like, nope. But he also gets choir lessons at church.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this would have been a bigger group.
Yeah.
So that's why I had asked that. But anyway,
there was actually a study or survey that USA Today did where they found out that homeschoolers actually are usually involved with more extracurricular activities than private and public school students are. They actually had a note that it was up to 8. I guess that's per student that they were involved with up to 8 things, which is pretty crazy.
That's a lot.
To think that's a lot of stuff to be involved in. It said they actually often consume less TV and that they have better self-esteem and often less susceptible to peer pressure.
Which is a big thing in public school especially.
Mm-hmm.
I think private school as well. But yeah, peer pressure is a big deal and a big thought. You know, people think that homeschoolers are all sheltered, that they don't understand about peer pressure, but you would still have it. I mean, it's just that I think homeschooling families tend to educate a lot more in depth about that kind of thing. Like, oh, you know, if someone offers you drugs, this is what that drug has included in it. These are the side effects. Like, they will teach you about it. Mm-hmm. A lot more, where schools don't really teach you about that, maybe in physical educational class. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember ever learning about different types of drugs.
Right.
I learned that because I had family members that were into drugs. And so it was like, oh, I don't want to touch that because I've seen what it does to them.
But I think a lot of that, again, it comes back to the student-teacher ratio.
Mm.
That, you know, the students are able to spend more time discussing these things. And so that
it
turns
it
into a peer pressure /
it's confidence
thing. Well, but yes, but student to teacher ratio or child to parent ratio, the same thing.
Well, you know, it's sad because there's a lot of mothers who are maybe single mothers that can't teach homeschooling to their kids, but want to. And that's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's a lot of families where they just can't afford better schools. So they're stuck with these public schools that they can't get their kids out of.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of homeschool groups.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even just co-ops. There's actual homeschool groups that you could be involved in where they'll have like pizza parties, beach days. Our other co-op starts up this week and they're going to be meeting the first day at a park where the kids can ride bikes together and stuff. And while the parents interact, and I love that I get to talk to other mothers who homeschool that mm-hmm. can understand what I go through because my conversations with them, they get it. They like know the frustrations that happen at times because it's not all fine and dandy all the time. And they get it. And we can encourage one another. While, you know, you don't really get that constant interaction with other parents in, like, if your kids go to public school, you might have, like, a parent-teacher or the little conference thing where they have all the parents go for parent night. Mm-hmm. You know how they have those.
Mm-hmm.
And they might get to meet a mom or a dad and talk to them. But really, you don't get that interaction with the other kids' parents.
Mm-hmm.
But with homeschooling families, you have it all the time where it's like, oh, hi. Or even if you say, oh, I homeschool. Oh, do you know? Like someone will say like, oh, I know someone who homeschools. Do you know this person? They'll say their name. You're like, yes, actually I do. I just had that this week where I mentioned something and so it's like, oh, do you know this person? I was like, yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat though. So then just kind of in wrapping up the discussion, it's just some extra facts about homeschooling. This, again, comes from the same kind of USA Today survey thing, I believe.
It wasn't a survey. They actually did some sort of study with another, with some group that was doing a study.
Like Pew study, like they usually do those things or whatever. I can't remember
the specifics. It was done in 2012.
Well, we'll see if we can find the information from the actual study and try to get that in the notes. But regardless, point being that in the study, they found that homeschoolers tend to score above the national average for both the SAT and ACT, which is kind of, you would think, obvious that that would happen.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the whole student-teacher ratio,
right,
being able to spend more time on things, being able to just go back and cover stuff to a better degree than you can in public school. So kind of a given, I would think, that they would perform better on those big exams.
They have a lot more. Here's the thing, is because there's so much more free time for homeschool kids that they don't have that stress,
right,
that other type of schooling induces in children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was really overly stressed going through school. And I feel like our boys have, like, no stress because they have all this free time.
Right.
And I think that could cause it to be easier for someone studying for an SAT that's in high school for a homeschooler than someone that is in a public school.
And that's just because I didn't even think to mention, or we didn't even think to mention, it's just another point about how this relates to our overall topic of living simply. And I don't know, not necessarily minimalism, but just the idea of stress level and to not be overly burdened with concerns.
Right.
And the fact that the boys are able to spend a lot of time unwinding, or maybe just not even getting that wound up by education because we're doing it the way we are. And I believe that the stress level associated with schooling and education will affect the way you are growing up. Maybe the whole stress that I had going through high school with barely graduating, maybe some of that is why I went from being that crazy person that you met back when we first met.
The hyper one.
Yeah, to being more
subdued
and just relaxed, you know. Now I call it being relaxed, but perhaps it is somewhat of being subdued.
Well, plus you had other stresses in your life too.
So. Yeah. So I just wonder how much of that, you know, I don't know if any kind of study has ever been done on students that were less stressed, what that does for them later in life or not.
I just didn't research it, but I've read it before.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me, because even when you look at just the different stress levels of adults, how much different it is for them in their day-to-day and how down the road it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me. And just as far as the way it correlates to simple living, I hope that that will be something that will be better for the two of them as they grow up.
Yeah.
That'll be easier to go through life.
Yeah. And, well, one question we get a lot regularly from people, oh, are you going to homeschool throughout, like, all the years? And at this point, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
But I had originally planned on only doing it through middle school because I didn't know how I would teach high school.
Well, even just last year or the year before, you said, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Yeah.
And
it was last year because it was such a hard year.
Well, yes. But I think, well, we've already had the discussion that this year, because of the co-ops, your mindset has almost 180'd on that.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you've found that, well, it's taking stress out of your life,
uh-huh,
of trying to do things that you're not sure you can do, that now you're sharing the burden of the education, the later years, with these other people.
Yeah. I mean, it's still an option where maybe they'll go to public school and high school.
We'll give them the option.
Yeah.
We'll let them choose.
Right.
But I think, and that's the other side of it, as I were trying to let them grow up getting the education that we think is appropriate in or that they need, and then hopefully they'll have enough interaction with people, and that will tell them the difference between going, you know, doing what they're doing and then going to public school. And then they'll be able to decide.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing which correlates to the statistics about the averages for the SAT and the ACT is that homeschoolers quite often enter college with more credits to their name. They have higher GPA, which obviously correlates again to the SAT mm-hmm. and the ACT. And then because of all of that together, graduation rates are higher.
Yeah, for homeschooled kids.
Yeah, out of college.
Well, one thing is, like, a lot of the homeschool kids that I had met when we were youth leaders, some of them were going to this one college that's in New Jersey. They kept saying, oh yeah, I take some classes there. These were like sophomores and juniors mm-hmm. in high school going to a college
to take for courses.
These like elective courses. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like at this point, I don't know how they are able to get into those programs, but yeah, they were already getting college credits mm-hmm. when they were only like 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think it would be, especially not for community college or anything. I'm sure it's not a very big deal. It's something we could research, obviously, if the boys are interested in doing that when they get to that point. Leto even just said today that he's interested in trying to be some kind of a game developer as he grows up. And so that would be something that if he really does learn about it.
But he also wants to be a baker.
I know, yes. He has all kinds of stuff he would like to do. Yeah, whereas Micah is very specific. He really wants to become a zoologist, which even for him, though, as he's growing up, there may be things that he can do for college courses when he's a teen that may help him along that path mm-hmm. as he's finishing up school.
Yeah.
So there are probably also plenty of other things we could discuss about homeschooling. So I guess we'll leave it open to say, if you ever have any questions you want to ask about it, if you want more details about what we do.
Well, there was one thing that I wanted to mention is that, you know, a lot of time people look down on me or other moms that teach their kids at home, mainly because I don't have a college degree. I never went to college, was never interested, still not interested.
Yep.
It just wasn't for me, and I don't think it's for everyone. And I don't believe in forcing a child to go.
Nope.
I really feel like in this day and age where we have such information that we could find so easily, we could educate ourselves. And I feel like I'm very self-educated.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned so many different things on my own after high school. And I'm really glad that I've tried to research things and learn on my own. And so we try to teach our boys the same thing. Like, you know, if you want to go to college, we'll support you in that way. But you don't have to.
Right.
And a lot of kids get like this family pressure saying you have to go to college or you're not going to succeed in life. And they look down on them. So I get looked down upon saying, like, how can you even homeschool when you don't even have a college degree? Because a lot of teachers need degrees to teach mm-hmm. in regular schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell you guys that, like I said, there's so many regular moms like me who have no degrees that have taught their children, and those children have excelled past college.
Right.
Where their parents, you know, they just did, you know, the unschooling thing or the homeschooling thing.
Well, this is even another point of kind of relating why we homeschool to a simple lifestyle. And it's interesting because I think raising the boys up now is probably the best time to be raising them up as homeschooled children.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, to kind of bring it back to the whole point of why we homeschool, in the public education system especially, they raise you with the expectation of college, which you kind of just touched on.
Mm-hmm.
And they raise you with the expectation of, well, you're going to go to college because you have to go to college and get this big degree, and you have to find this big 6- and 7-digit paying job, because otherwise you're not being a real American. Like mm-hmm. You grow up with this expectation from very early on
mm-hmm.
to work this big, expensive, you know, big money making job. Whereas nowadays, not only do we feel that that's overboard, that mm-hmm. that's the way society views success in that whole 6- and 7-digit paying job, salary, whatever, that's over the top. It doesn't need to be done that right. way. So not only do we think that you don't need to be making that much money, but by not going to college, you're not going to be picking up that debt of college,
right.
which sometimes can even be a 6-figure debt. You know, there are some times where colleges are, you know, $30,000 or $40,000 in debt each year that you go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you're done with school, you can be well over $100,000 in debt.
Yeah, now you're going to be working the rest of your life to pay it off. Yeah. Just so you can spend 4 years getting some sort of education.
Right. But then on top of that, once you got that college education, you have to go and work a job so that you can buy a big house, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the American dream.
And then you need 3 cars with a garage.
Yeah.
And
so that aside, which like that's just the meta of our simple living lifestyle. But any of that aside, we also live in a time that if the boys spend time learning how to use a computer and how to do different things, you know, we're swinging back from this pendulum swing from in the past you had blacksmiths and, you know, people that had these specific jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have apprentices and they would learn how to do that and they would carry
become
on
masters.
That. But now, you know, the pendulum swung for a long time to this whole idea of college and doing all this thing and getting these big jobs and becoming a lawyer or a doctor or whatever. And it's not very, you know, I guess I'll say very white-collar jobs as opposed to the very blue-collar jobs of blacksmiths
yeah.
and things like that. But I think in some senses it's swinging back now that there are a lot of people making 6 and 7 digits without having the need to go to college.
Yeah.
I think of some of the people that, I'll even just say people who are like YouTube stars, entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people, their worth is millions of dollars because they make videos on YouTube, which,
yeah.
you know, how much is involved with that? Really, when you think about it, you
right.
have a computer, you have a camera, you have lighting.
Well, they had to educate
whatever.
Themselves or they went to school even for learning how to do like videography or whatever. But some
but even
of them
with that, you don't
not.
Have to.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing about it is imagine starting from a young age, like I picture Leto or Micah, starting from a young age, doing stuff like that. And it's one thing right now, if you're already in your 20s and you start a YouTube channel and you try to build up fame, how old are you going to be by the time you get popular? As opposed to if you start younger and you start developing that fan base from earlier on, imagine by the time they're our age,
yeah.
what kind of following they could have, even if they're not making millions of dollars. Just to know that that's a steady income.
Well, you know what's the problem is that we're told that you have to live this American dream instead of trying to enjoy life and
mm-hmm.
do something that you love.
And exactly. I think that's more the point of what I'm getting at. I think it's a long roundabout way to get to that, is that all the pressure in school to go to college and to go and get this education, to do all these other things, it's pressure to put your passions to the side. And to do this thing that you're dictated that this is what you should be doing, as opposed to finding out what you love, like what is something that defines you, what is something that you love and you appreciate, and being able to spend the time doing that. And that, I think, is the whole point of, you know, from whether it's just Leto's reading assignments, where you either dictate him a book or he gets to choose what he reads. That's the difference in it right there.
Yeah.
Or even unschooling. Just the fact that you find something that interests you and a passion of yours and they study that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of that just is the whole point of why we homeschool, is that we want to let them understand who they are and to learn about themselves and to
right.
find their passions
And
early.
I feel like if you have more freedom to learn on your own about different things, and you have a love for learning.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I hated school.
Yeah.
I really hated it.
But like, there was stuff outside of school that you loved to learn
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I loved things outside of school. So it's like, you know, there's things that I learned on my own when I was even younger
mm-hmm.
that other kids wouldn't, they didn't know anything about.
Yep.
And so when I would bring it up, they'd be like, oh, okay. But, you know, I mean, that's part of why I got made fun of, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, I just feel like there's way too much pressure on kids today. Like, when I was around the other mothers when the boys did ballet, some of the things they would say, it was way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how, where's the time where they get to be kids?
Yeah.
They don't have any kid time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel like, you know, we've tried to make them into little adults instead of...
Yeah, too early on.
Yeah, and then it will be like your entire life, you're trying to find this happiness or try to fill this void with something, and you're just constantly doing so many things that you have no room to have fun. And I believe that fun is important because it clears you from stress.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, yeah. there we have it. Well, we made it through.
Yeah, we did.
We hope you enjoyed our discussion about homeschooling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about this for a little while to get into this discussion.
Yeah, we had planned to do this in September a few months back, like probably in like May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's, again, it's something we always get asked questions about homeschooling whenever we mention it.
In person, but not a lot of people responded when I asked on social media, but in person, it's like everywhere.
Well, but that's what I mean. When we're, if we're out somewhere or if I'm discussing something, you know, we'll be out somewhere and somebody, oh, why aren't you guys in school? Like, oh, they're homeschooled. Oh, really?
Oh,
and then all of a sudden,
every time we are out, every time I go food shopping, what? Oh, no school today? Is there a holiday? All the time.
You tell me, like, all the time when you're at the mall during school seasons.
And the kids hate it. The kids hate it.
Yeah.
They're always like, everyone asks that. We're homeschooled. Leave us alone. We're tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
And there's even been a couple people who are like, oh, I've asked you that before. I remember now.
Yeah. So, yeah, then like I said, we just thought it would be neat to put it into these episodes. Well, we intended one episode, but regardless. So, who knows? Maybe now we'll start passing out little business cards that say, oh, just go listen to this podcast episode instead of asking these questions.
No, we're not
going to
do that.
Because we'll address it. But, so yeah, as we always close up with, you know, if you have any other questions, you want any more details, you know, any random questions about anything, like what color underwear am I wearing?
Oh, my.
You know, just visit us at simply-us.net.
I hope they don't want to know that.
You
that's,
can go
that's
to,
not for them to know.
Well, you know, I don't know. Just, I guess Empire Records is in my head all of a sudden.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, simply-us.net, facebook.com/simplyuspodcast, YouTube at youtube.com/c/simplyus. Then we have our Reddit at reddit.com/r/simplyus.
And then we're on Instagram. I'm Justice Pirate.
I am Rob Steady. Let me say it at I am Rob Steady.
There you go.
That's how you find me. Because it's weird to say I am Rob Steady.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm repeating myself.
On Twitter, I'm Justice Pirate again, at Justice Pirate.
I am at Rob Steady there.
Yep.
And I don't know what else. We probably have other social media things you
I'm
can find
Pinterest.
Us on.
I'm on Pinterest.
Yeah,
there's
I am too,
to
but
that.
I don't know what my link
You're
is.
You're not even on there ever. I actually pin a lot of things on there. Like, I mean, I'm not on the computer that much.
But you put a lot of the inspiration stuff on there.
Like, if Rob sends me a picture of something he found on Instagram for, like, some sort of cozy place or whatever, I will pin it.
Or a Volkswagen Vanagon.
Yeah, I will pin it onto our Pinterest. So I'm not really on Pinterest that much. I just pin
You don't browse it.
It.
You
I
use
browse
your
it
Pinterest
once in a while. Like,
one.
Recipes, I will browse. Like, the zucchini fries I made.
Oh, yeah, those were from there.
That was from Pinterest.
Which, by the way, they were excellent. Well, you know what? Now, just because we mentioned that, I'm going to put a link in this episode note for that, because they were awesome.
I made them twice now.
Yes, they were very, very good.
All right.
Even Leto liked it, and he's not really a veggie guy yet.
No.
So.
And speaking of, Rob has been a vegetarian for, well, when we...
The time of the recording, it'll be 2 weeks. By the time this gets released, it'll be 5?
Something like that.
I don't know. Because this is going to be the second episode now.
Yeah.
We're recording our outro for this on the day we record the first
half. He wants to be a vegan, but we're working towards that because it's... I got to learn more recipes.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because a lot of cheeses that I want to make that are vegan have nuts, and we have a nut allergy in our house.
Yeah. And yeah, it's very... It's turning out to be interesting just because with going vegetarian, I'm finding that my lactose intolerance... is worse for some reason now that I'm not eating meat. I don't know if there's actually a study on that. I think I might have mentioned this even previously, but
no, you
if anybody knows anything about that, yeah, let me know, because that would be interesting. And so then, as you said, yeah, Micah with the nut allergy, I think I might have a bit of a soy allergy.
No, you don't.
But
I've made you so much tofu.
It's weird because, yeah, I have tofu and I always have soy sauce when we have Japanese.
Anyway,
and
though.
It's never a problem. So.
So, if you have any more questions, let us know. And so, thank you and goodbye.
Bye-bye.